Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." Verbum Domini.
Take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. And you are my Savior. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, a marvel in our eyes.
A stone rejected by the
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. You are my God, I praise you. My God, I exalt you. Give praise to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever.
Reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, what we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. That is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. Verbum Domini.
Every fourth Sunday of Easter, we celebrate and we honor Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. At the same time, the church marks this day as the World Day to pray for priestly vocations. As we all know, we need more priests. The harvest is ready, the laborers are few. So every day, pray for more men to answer the call. You know, pray that hearts and minds may be protected from young men and men so that they can be free to answer the call, so that they're not distracted or weighed down by the cares of the world, but that they respond generously to the call of the priesthood. And, you know, since we're talking about vocations and increasing them and prayers for them, you could also pray that the Franciscan missionaries of the Eternal Word have more priestly vocations or vocations to the religious life in general. Now, we, like the Good Shepherd, strive to seek out the lost and bring back the strayed. You know, our mission is one of evangelization, and we do that wherever we go. And this is done in the simplicity of the Franciscan tradition. And if you want information about the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, you can go to FranciscanMissionaries.com. And there you could also subscribe to our newsletter, learn about all the latest news and events happening in our way of life. If you are on social media, you can go to the Franciscan Missionaries Instagram or the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word YouTube or Facebook, and subscribe to us and find out what's happening inside and outside the friary. Okay, enough about us. but we need more vocations, and so please pray in general for the church, more priestly vocations, and also for our Franciscan community as well here. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Here we see the love of the Lord to the fullest in his calling himself the Good Shepherd. Because in this imagery of a shepherd, Jesus is saying here, and what we see and what we hear of him is that here is the shepherd, here is the leader of the church, here is God himself who comes to live among humanity in humility and in charity. No, communicating to us, giving us his mercy, calling us back to himself. And this is an incredible amount of love. And this is something that we should always look to, the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. You know, all of us are called to a life of holiness, a life of giving and sacrificing ourselves for the love of God. You know, and of course, loving the Lord, but also in loving our neighbor. And so the Good Shepherd is a good image to aspire to, learning from him his humility, his charity, and acting in his mercy. Jesus, who calls himself a shepherd, you know, was kind of frowned upon when he made this statement there in the temple area at this time of the gospel. Jesus had just cured a blind man. And Jesus had told the Pharisees that, you know, they are blind. No, he's instructing the Pharisees that they should be like good shepherds. And what's happening among the Pharisees is that, you know, they are caught up in themselves. They are leading people astray. And so here Jesus says that, I am the good shepherd. He calls himself good. Good because Jesus, who is all goodness himself, who is love himself, lays down his life for his sheep. This kind of love, which we call agape love, is the love that is all self-giving. There is no selfishness in it. It just gives and gives and gives for the good of somebody else. And Jesus, as good shepherd, of course, he takes on what's been said of a good shepherd in the Old Testament. As we hear in the Old Testament in Ezekiel and in Zechariah, that shepherds were feeders and leaders. Shepherds feed the flock. They lead the flock. And in leading the flock, they also protect the flock. And in Ezekiel chapter 34, there is some powerful words from the prophet, from God speaking through the prophet, that here he sees that how the sheep have gone astray, his own people, he refers to as sheep, and that how they have just scattered. But then God, who is the good shepherd, comes and seeks to rescue them and does whatever is necessary to bring them back to the sheepfold. And this we see in Jesus here, who is here to seek out the lost and bring back the strayed. And he does whatever necessary to do that. And shepherds at that time, you know, were not very liked people, or they were often ostracized, looked down upon. See, they lived among the sheep, and in living among the sheep, they were doing very dirty work. You know, sheep are not very clean animals. So there they are, they cleaned them. They were often dirty, the shepherds. They often would then smell like the sheep. You know, there was a stench when they were walking around. So people just ignored them. You know, they ostracized them. No, they didn't want anything to do with them or to be around them. In fact, shepherds weren't allowed in public places of prayer. And Jesus is now calling himself a shepherd. Why does he do this? Well, in his goodness, we see Jesus who comes to live among the flock. Now, St. Paul says of Jesus that he becomes sin. It doesn't mean that he is a sin or sins himself, but that he takes on sinful flesh and lives among us. Now, Jesus comes in humility, and he experiences everything we experience but sin, living a human life to the fullness, coming to restore our humanity. And Jesus, who does this, you know, we see in him perfect charity, perfect humility. And he tells us then about the wolves. So here the shepherds would protect the flock from the wolves or anything else or any type of thief who would try to come into the fold and steal them. You know, even if they gave up their lives. So Jesus is saying here that there's the wolf. And the wolf is the devil. And as we know of the devil, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But what we see of Jesus who goes and confronts the wolf, he goes face to face with the devil, and he conquers him with charity. And we see Jesus who lays down his life for the sheep. We see that in his last day, in his passion, in his suffering. No, here he is. You know, all evil is crushing him. Every demonic force, every evil and dark spirit is doing what it can to inflict him and to destroy him. But Jesus is not destroyed. Yes, they may kill the human body, but yet that body rises again in glory, in charity. So that it is defeated. And so when we follow Jesus, he who has gone before us shows us the way. And in looking to Jesus, you know, there is the example where we seek to rise and to grow in, to become more like him, to be conformed in our heart, in our mind, to Jesus Christ the Lord. And we do this by listening to his words, by taking them in, making them our own, by receiving the sacraments, and by having a relationship with him. And Jesus, not only does he go before us, does he conquer sin and Satan, he rises again. He shows us how to have a relationship. Because throughout the scriptures, and even here, he says that he's come here for love of the Father. And he says that the Father has given him everything. and that the Father has sent him here. And so there was a strong union between him and the Father. And so, like, here, because he loves so much, we see the Father's love exercised through the Son. And so we can have this relationship with Jesus. Jesus who calls us to himself. Jesus who has given us his grace to rise up, to be like him, but to have this relationship with him and to do all things for love of him. You know, to pray in his name. Now, we have, in having this relationship, we truly know that we are loved by God. And then with this love, we bring it out to others. And so, brothers and sisters, today we look upon Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who comes here for love of us, lays down his life for love of us, has set an example, who's gone before us, who shows us how to have a relationship with him. And in doing this, may we come to have a deeper experience of his love, know this love, and then communicate this love as the Good Shepherd communicates this by his word and his deed. God bless you all.